The True Culprit Behind War and Suffering. On November 11, 1918, World War I came to an end. Businesses shut down, and people danced in the streets. But the dancing did not last long. Another menace, even more lethal than the machine gun, followed hot on the heels of the World War. A deadly plague known as the Spanish flu had invaded the battlefields of France in June 1918. The virus soon proved how deadly it could be. For example, within a few months, it killed more American soldiers in France than did enemy fire. And the flu quickly spread worldwide as it accompanied the troops who returned to their homelands when the war ended. The post-war years were also marked by hunger and economic misery. Much of Europe was starving when the hostilities ended in 1918. By 1923, German currency was practically worthless. 6 years later, the whole world economy collapsed. And finally, in 1939, the Second World War began. In some ways, a continuation of the first global conflict. What was behind this unique string of catastrophes? The sign of the last days. Bible prophecy enables us to see what lies behind certain historical events, and this is especially true of World War I. Jesus Christ foretold a time when nation would rise against nation, and food shortages and pestilences would sweep through the earth. He told his disciples that such calamities would form a sign of the last days. More details are provided in the book of Revelation, which links woes on the earth to a war in heaven. This same Bible book describes four horsemen, sometimes called the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Three of these horsemen depict the same disasters that Jesus had earlier foretold: war, famine, and pestilence. Clearly, the First World War triggered a time of affliction that has not abated, and the Bible reveals that Satan was the one who, in a sense, pulled the trigger. Will his power ever be checked? The book of Revelation also reassures us that Satan has only a short period of time. Revelation 12:12. That is why he is full of rage and instigates untold woe here on earth. By the same token, though, the troubles we see prove that Satan's time is running out. Breaking up the works of the devil. World War I was indeed a turning point in history. It brought about an age of total war, sparking revolutions and mistrust of human leaders. It also provides vivid proof of Satan's ouster from heaven. And this unseen ruler of the world reacted like a vicious dictator who knows that his days are numbered. When those days come to an end, the time of troubles sparked by World War I will finally end. In the light of Bible prophecy, you have reason to trust that Jesus Christ, our heavenly King, will soon break up the works of the devil. 1 John 3:8. Many millions already pray for God's kingdom to come. Do you? Thanks to that kingdom, faithful people will finally see God's will, not Satan's, being done on earth. Under God's kingdom, there will never again be a world war, or any wars at all. Learn about that kingdom, and live to see the time when peace will fill the earth. The following is supplementary information. War on Earth and War in Heaven. Some 19 centuries before the outbreak of World War I, Satan offered Jesus all the kingdoms of the world. Matthew 4:8-9. Jesus rejected that temptation, but he later described the devil as the ruler of the world. John 14:30. Additionally, the Apostle John wrote that the whole world is lying in the power of the wicked one. 1 John 5:19. If Satan the devil has so much power over the world, Would it not be reasonable to conclude that he played at least a part in the First World War and its aftermath? Sure enough, the Book of Revelation links Satan to the calamities the earth has suffered since 1914. Here is a brief outline of the events described in Revelation chapter 12. Verse 7. War breaks out in heaven between Michael, Jesus Christ, and the dragon, Satan. Verse 9. The devil, who is misleading the entire inhabited earth, is hurled down to the earth. Verse 12. Woe for the earth and for the sea, because the devil has come down to you, having great anger, knowing that he has a short period of time. Bible chronology and world events indicate that this heavenly war occurred after God's kingdom was established in the heavens in 1914. So the same pivotal year saw the outbreak of war on earth and war in heaven. Are the four horsemen really on the move? The white horse, whose rider is a heavenly king. The king, Jesus Christ himself, is the one who rides in the cause of righteousness. His first task is to rid the heavens of Satan and his demons. The fiery-colored horse, whose rider has authority to take peace away from the earth. Revelation 6:4. Since 1914, war has constantly plagued mankind. Just 21 years after World War I ended, a second World War broke out, killing far more people. One estimate says that World War II cost some 60 million lives. Since 1945, wars have been more localized, but just as brutal. Some historians estimate that well over 100 million people lost their lives in wars during the 20th century. The black horse, whose rider has scales in his hand to depict famine. During the First World War, an Allied blockade caused some 750,000 deaths in Germany as a result of hunger. Over 2 million Russians starved to death in 1921, and similar tragedies soon unfolded elsewhere. In all, an estimated 70 million people died of famine during the 20th century. Every year, poor nutrition still contributes to the death of over 3 million children under the age of 5. The pale horse, whose rider brings death by deadly plague. The first great 20th century plague was the Spanish flu. Figures vary widely, but one estimate says that the flu killed some 50 million people. This pandemic was one of the worst disasters in history, notes the book Man and Microbes. Even bubonic plague did not kill so many people so fast. Smallpox, malaria, and tuberculosis are other infectious diseases that caused hundreds of millions of deaths during the 20th century. End of article.